Hello guys, welcome to Julian Delena's podcast, The Heart of Literature. In this episode today, we will discuss the topic of jealousy. What do you think about it, Elena?
Yes, Julia. For me, jealousy felt towards the low one is synonym with an unhealthy obsession, which often turns into possession. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. Just think of Shakespeare, who with his text brought us an example of jealousy, especially in Othello, where the latter leads to the ruin of almost all the characters.
Yes, in fact, Shakespeare calls it the monster with green eyes. Since, as we all know, envy and jealousy are often associated with the color green. But jealousy is also present in other texts, such as Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, exactly. We can compare the figure of Othello to that of Eclave in Wuthering Heights, as both crave a powerful jealousy that clouds their thinking and judgment.
Yes, as you said, in Wuthering Heights, jealousy is common to all the characters, which makes them blind to reality. In this regard, I would like to analyze with you and our listeners in Wuthering Heights, jealousy in Wuthering Heights.
Yeah, I would like to start talking about Catherine and Nelly. Catherine causes Edgar and Heathcliff to strongly envy each other. Heathcliff is jealous because Catherine is spending so much time with Edgar Linton. Then Nelly, one of the narrators, depicts Catherine as wild and evil because she's jealous of their relationship with Heathcliff. What about you?
I would like to analyze the figures of Hindley and Heathcliff. Hindley is jealous of Catherine and Heathcliff's relationship. In fact, Catherine explains that Hindley won't let them all sit together because Heathcliff is considered by Hindley like a vagabond and a poor man.
Yeah, in the end, we want to ask you guys, and you, how do you face up with jealousy?
Thank you for following us, and let us know if you enjoyed this episode.
Bye! Bye.